Arthur Z, one of the most acclaimed poets of our time, is celebrated for exploring the natural world, the human condition, and connections between cultures.
A second-generation Chinese-American based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Z's work invites readers to deepen their sense of place and reflect on the world around them. Our senior arts correspondent, Jeffrey Brown, talked to him there about his life and work for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
When a black butterfly flits past,
when you glimpse the outlines of apple trees.
The poetry of Arthur Z contains wonders and losses.
When Bering, Aleut, Juma, Tuscarora join the list of vanished languages.
It's there in his latest collection, Into the Hush, in a poem titled Anvil. The natural world and our place in it, human dramas, history.
When the time of your life is a time of earthquakes. When a woman hit by a car while crossing the street recovers, then slides into pain. When a Matsutake emerges out of the rubble of Hiroshima.
I'm trying to lay one world on top of another. I'm hoping to make a reader see that or experience that, in that moment of time, so many different things can happen.
For the young Z, poetry happened in an unexpected way. The child of Chinese immigrants, he was expected to go into science or medicine. And he did make a start at MIT, but then...
It was a breakthrough and revelation for me to be sitting as a freshman at MIT in a calculus lecture, getting suddenly bored with it and turning to the back of my notebook and starting to write. I could feel a thrill of language that I think was latent there, so it just kind of erupted.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard that. Sitting in a calculus lab at MIT is where poetry started for you.
A year later, you know, I'm starting my sophomore year at MIT, telling my parents, guess what, I'm gonna leave MIT, transfer to UC Berkeley and pursue poetry.
How'd that go over?
You can imagine, it was like, we can't believe you're doing this.
Now 74 and living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with his wife, fellow poet Carol Moldau, Z is one of the nation's most honored poets. Author of 12 volumes of poetry, as well as books of translation and essays, winner of the National Book Award and other major prizes. He first studied the Chinese language in order to read and then translate ancient Chinese poetry. Translation was his way into his own writing.
One of the amazing things about ancient Chinese poetry is how present tense they are, that you can read a poem by a poet such as Tao Yuan Ming, who died in 427 Common Era. He's got this great image of truth, and he says, I wish to tell you, but lose the words. He can't put it into language, he can't convey it. Mm-hmm. That sense of immediacy to me was astonishing as a young poet, that someone who lived at that time period, you can read the poetry and it could be happening today.
Later, Z would use that line in his poem in the form of a letter to the ancient Chinese poet. Another important influence, the Native American culture he encountered in New Mexico, and his years of teaching at the Institute of American Indian Arts, where he worked with a number of young Native poets who've gone on to prominent careers.
And a whole generation of Native students really have come through the Institute.
Something you're quite proud of, I guess.
I am.
Z writes often of the natural world around him, Santa Fe's high desert landscape, his daily hikes through the hills.
Now this is how you get your water.
Yes, and then it runs downhill. It's all gravity-fed.
The Asakia, or community irrigation canal, that provides water to him and his neighbors and becomes subject of a poem. He plays over and over with the sounds, meanings, and order of each word in line. He showed us a poem that resulted from some 88 drafts. And he gathers fragments and images wherever he goes.
I start to accumulate images that maybe don't necessarily appear to have anything to do with each other. And then that becomes really exciting. It's like the poem is emerging and taking me somewhere. I'm discovering something new.
Are others? In a time of divided attention spans and politics, does poetry still have something to offer? Z says being at the margins might be the perfect place for an art form.
My argument is that a culture is always growing from the margins. that the real creativity is where people are willing to take risks and make new things, whether it's with language in poems or in paintings or music. All of these endeavors connect in the human endeavor of trying to find, I'm quoting Wallace Stevens, what will suffice, what will sort of give us an existence that's meaningful and worthy.
When under summer stars you have built a cabin in the wilderness.
Here's how Arthur Z's poem Anvil ends.
When in our bodies we ride the waves of our earth, here is the anvil on which to hammer your days.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Santa Fe, New Mexico.